Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that is called today, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else has ever been in this day. We are grateful that our Father, our Heavenly Father, has given us grace and has extended His mercy toward us and allowed us to see this new day. So we are rejoicing and we are glad to be in this day. We are ready. We are ready to receive each and everything that He has prepared for us today. We are ready to receive all the blessings our Father has prepared for us today. We are ready to operate in the way He has assigned us to operate today and function the way He has assigned for us to function today. Because we are a purpose-driven people, and we thank God for He orders our steps. He is the one who orders our steps. So we are excited to have you all right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are excited to have you, and today is Friday, the 21st of August 21, so which is the third Friday of the month. So we are just excited for each and every one of you, and we thank God for what He is doing right here. Our God is not a respecter of any person. What He does for one, He will do for the other. So we are just grateful this morning for another opportunity to praise Him, another opportunity to bring all our needs, our requests to Him. For He is a God who hears prayer, and not only does He hear, He is a God who answers prayer. And right here at this circle of friends, we believe that prayer changes things. We believe prayer changes things, and we just thank God for the opportunity in Jesus' name. So to this morning, we're just going to start by prayer, and then we will see what the Lord has installed for us today at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made, Lord. We are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, because you are our Heavenly Father. You are our Heavenly Father, our Abba Father. Yes, the one who was, who is, and is to come. We thank you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and let your will, Father, be done on this earth as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, and lead us, Father God, and deliver us from all evil. In the mighty name of Jesus, for thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for creating in us a clean heart, O God. Yes, we thank you, Lord, for renewing the right spirit within us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We thank you for cleansing us with your hyssop and washing us clean. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, we thank you, Father, for your word, that your word does not return to you void. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. Yes, even right here at this circle of friends, yes, to hear your word, Father. And we choose this morning, Lord, to heed your word in our hearts, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Father, that we might not sin against you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for teaching us your statutes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, we rejoice, Father, we rejoice. We are glad in the mighty name.
Well, praise the Lord. We are
Jesus.
So grateful for
Hallelujah.
Each and everyone who has joined us today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Guess I lost him.
Good morning, good morning, good morning once again. I don't know what happened to the station, but we're going to continue on. I'm sure our Pastor Scholastica will join us again. So we actually, let's just, everybody who's online, let's just come in and give God some praise right now. Let's lift our voices
ma'am.
To the King. Amen, amen, amen.
We praise the Lord. We worship you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, for moving by your Spirit, by your power, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Glory
to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And the end, O Lord God.
Yes.
We realize that, O Lord God, that there's none greater, Lord God. None greater than you, Lord God. So we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, Lord God. From everlasting to everlasting, Lord God. You're all our righteousness. We praise you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. This morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You're awesome, Lord God. You're terrible, you're doing, Lord God. So we praise you, God. We worship you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. That name that's above any name, oh, Lord God. At the side of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Every knee shall bow, Lord. Every tongue shall confess that you are Lord, oh, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, oh, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And we praise you on this Friday, like I will see you, God. We come to praise you, Bashanda, who you see, yes, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. If you go, Shaitan, I will see you, oh Lord God. That's who you are, Lord God. I see you, but yes, and they God. Hallelujah. So we praise you, God. And I call you, God. God, we worship thee, and of course, you see, God. Hallelujah. God, you're wonderful, Lord God. You're awesome, Lord God. We thank you, God. We praise you, Lord God. In the name of Lord God, I see you, but yes, and then I call you, God. That's above every name, and I call you. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we came here to worship you, Lord God, and to praise you, Lord God, and to thank you, Lord God. I greet thou art, O Lord God. Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
So, Lord God, we come to bring you the sacrifice of this praise, oh Lord God. The fruits of our lips, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus,
Lord
God. So we bless you, Lord God. We bless your name, oh Lord God. Abba, Yossi, yes, Lord God. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, yes, see yes, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. There's none greater. Abel can yes, son, and oh, yes, Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God. None greater than you, oh Lord God. We honor the glory, the praise. Hallelujah, Lord God. Dominion and power, oh Lord God. Both now and forever, the Lord God. Yes, see, yes, son, oh, yes, I'm Lord God. Hallelujah, the glory, yes, see, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, God. We praise you, Abel, see, oh, yes, see, God.
Whatever
remembrance of your holiness, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You are provided. Your whole Jesus can do, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're the God our man, Lord God. You're the God our righteousness, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Moving, God. By your spirit, oh Lord God. Moving, Lord. By your power, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, glory, honor, dominion, and power on Akadios. Both now and the Lord, oh Lord God. The heavens, hallelujah, God. Praise you, glory, oh Lord God. So do we, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Awesome, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God. We just came to worship you, Lord God, and to thank you, Lord God, this day that Akadios here, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we praise you, God. Hallelujah, God, in the name Jesus, oh Lord God, that name that's above every name, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. That's making intercession, oh Lord God. You'll see. That's making praise in this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So we thank you, God. We praise you, Master, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We bless you. Your name, oh Lord God. We bless your name, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. You are the great I am, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're the God, oh Lord God. And the Father of the Red Sea, oh Lord God. You're the God who keeps your promises for thousands of generations, oh Lord God. So we praise you, Father God, your awesomeness, oh Lord God, your power, Lord God, your strength, dominion, and power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we just praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, oh Lord God. Holy, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Abba, hallelujah. Abba, Petros, Allah, God, Eyasan, no, 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 God. No, 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 yes, God. Hallelujah, holy, 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 God. You're holy, God. You're righteous, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Lord God, that's above every name, oh God. At the sound of your name, oh Lord, oh yes, God. Every knee is bowed, oh Lord God. Every tongue is lifted, oh Lord God.
We thank you for preparing this table for us in the presence of our enemies. Thank you for anointing our hearts with oil, Lord.
We thank you.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Let our cups run over.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, sir. Thank you, God. And we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. We came to worship you, Lord God. We came to praise you.
Thank you for healing, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for deliverance, God.
Thank you, Lord God. Yes, oh Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
To your will, to your way, oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. In the name. That's above every name, oh God. So we thank you, God. And we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God.
Hallelujah,
Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
We adore you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords, oh God. So we thank you, my son, and our King. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you see you. Yes, I'm going to call your son. I'm going to say,
Hallelujah,
son, you got it. Hallelujah, my kind of son. In the name of Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You're the true and living God, Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God. There's none greater than you, Lord God. So we come praising, oh Lord God. We come worshiping, Lord God. We bring the sacrifice of praise, oh Lord God, to you, Lord God. The fruits of our lips, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We adore you. Hallelujah. There's none greater, but God. You'll see yes, and then God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus. You are strong power, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. The righteous right at the end, Lord God. Confident, saved God. We give you the honor, the glory, the praise this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for your presence, oh Lord God, your Holy Spirit that's here with us, oh Lord God, and now, God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Did it, oh Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You didn't have to, Lord God, so we praise you, Lord God. Your power, Lord God, from everlasting, oh Lord God. Everlasting, oh Lord God. You are the only wise God, so God, we come praise you. We thank you, Lord God,
for the blood of Jesus.
Oh, your precious Holy Spirit, God. Oh, your precious blood, oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the sacrifice. It's all God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Jesus, that washes
us. Yes, Lord God.
All our sins in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yeah,
Lord,
you
are
always present, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
You never leave us.
Praise you, God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Your presence, oh Lord God. It makes us whole, Lord.
Praise
the name.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of
we praise you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We adore you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, by your Spirit, oh Lord God, by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord
God.
Thank you, God. What a mighty God you are, oh Lord God. You're awesome, oh Lord God. Everlasting, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Your compassion fadeth not, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. It fadeth not away, Lord God. Great is thy faithfulness, oh Lord God. Morning by morning, my God, you see, God. It's new mercy we see, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we praise you, oh Lord God. We thank you for the strength, oh Lord God. Yes,
Lord God.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you, oh Lord God. The King of Kings, your Lord of Lords, hallelujah, Lord God. You're not
thank
mocked,
you,
God. Hallelujah,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
We praise you, Lord God.
Thank you for giving
for your strength
us
and your power,
Lord.
For your keeping power. In the name, of Lord God, that's above every name, O Lord God. Thank you for doing
that.
Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for your healing power, Lord God, for your delivering power. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. That's it. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord God. You are healed, Lord God. You are. Yes, you are. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank
you, Father. In the name of Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah.
You are
in the name of Hallelujah. In the name of God. In the name of God. Hallelujah, God. We stand complete in you, Lord God.
You're
all our righteousness, O Lord God. You're all our righteousness, O Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God. None greater than you, Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none greater, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. There's none greater.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's none greater than you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. We lift our hands in total praise to you, Lord God. We give
you
the way
you
offer the Lord God.
Thank you for
the sacrifice,
Lord.
Thank
you for breakthrough.
The fruits of our lips, O Lord. Yes, Anakai, O God. Let it be thou that sent in thy sight, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
For your cleansing power, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We bless you. Your name this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Lord God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, God.
Praise God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Devil is a liar. My cord dropped, but I thank God I'm back. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank God for men and women of God and just continuing praying. So at this time, before we get in the word, since we are all online, and I think I totally lost control of the session, but that's okay. We serve a mighty God. He is God of the mountain. He is God in the valley. No matter how wide, no matter how thin, how deep, our God can reach wherever we are, in whatever situation, whatever circumstance, he is there. So before we get into the word and our lines are open, we are going to give you an opportunity so that we can see who is here, you know, and if you have a praise report, you can say your praise. If you have a prayer request, you can also mention your prayer request. So we're going to do that really quick. And our praises and our requests, let's make them short so that we can all have an opportunity to share. So the lines are open. Let's hear who is here and what your request or your praise is. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. So I am so excited with what God is doing. I will praise him, for he deserves all the praise and he deserves all the honor. I thank God just for waking me up this morning. That's a miracle by itself. I thank him to hear the sound of my voice, to be able to move, to be able to do things. I just thank God because I know it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by his spirit and it is by his grace. He is doing a great thing in Jesus' name. Amen. And I also have a prayer request. I would like to pray for Delta. Delta, she got diagnosed with cancer earlier this week, and it's stage 4, and it's just things are deteriorating very fast. So we want to pray for her and for her healing. Delta, she has the cancer of the colon, and I think another couple, two other organs that are also affected. I can't remember
which ones they are, but they are all in the stomach. So to pray for her. The lines are open. Amen.
Good morning, Sister Belinda. I'm requesting prayer for my chest. Thank you.
Praise God.
Good morning. This is Darlene B, and I'm just glad to be here. God is so good, and thank you all for praying for me. The rash in my back is fading away, and I'm just grateful that God is just so good. I was thinking this morning, I said it could have been worse than it is, but God is good, and his mercies endure forever. So thank you all for praying for me this week. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just pray for me, hallelujah to God, and that my children be saved, my sons, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God. Praying that God will work from creative miracles is what I'm praying for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hey, Boshi, God, I'm going to mute it. Hey, Boshi, thank you, Jesus. We thank God. Hallelujah.
Is there any other?
Good morning, Sister Jeannie. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning. And I also want to ask for continued prayer for myself and my family. And also for my cousin. She has to go for a test. So I want to ask for prayer for her for the best outcome. Thank you. God bless everyone.
Amen.
My
What's
cousin's
your cousin's
name?
Name?
Is Brenda. Brenda. Thank you.
Amen. Any other?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still on mute. I'm still talking. Good morning. This is Marie, and I like to praise God for all the work that he's doing in my life and the blessings and miracles that he has performed for me.
Good morning.
Did I hear someone?
Yes, good morning. I like to praise God because God is a God of mercy and he's a God that never fails. His promises are just so real and so true, and his promises are kept. And I just give God glory today and thank God for great testimonies that is yet coming forth.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Any other?
Good morning.
You can go ahead.
Mary,
you can
go.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I couldn't hear what Sister Mary said.
Oh, good morning. I'm just thankful to see another day. I hope everyone have a great weekend. Mary Kendall.
Amen. Praise God. And I think I heard Sister Janice.
Good morning, Mrs. Janice. I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory that my feet is above ground this morning. Everybody have a blessed, prosperous weekend.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have any other? Okay. If not, we're going to go into the Word, and then we will pray and praise God for these requests that have been brought before us. And I also want to add myself on the healing part. I am having this tickle on my throat. I mean, it's just a nuisance. It's, every so often I just feel a tickle and I had the urge to cough. And it seems like it's not going away. It has been lingering for a while now. So for healing, and that this tickle will go away, you know, it just got this healing. So I'm going to put myself on the healing list. Amen. We thank God this morning and for another opportunity to come and bring, you know, this request and pray and call unto Him, our God who hears prayer. Our scripture for this week is in the book of Psalm 106, verse 48. And we thank God that this whole week we had a powerful, powerful word and also time of worship and has so many scriptures. I just want to encourage you, you know, if you invest the time to come online and also to write down all the scriptures we are given and the word, I just want to encourage you, just take some time and go back and reread. That's how we get the word of God inside of us and how we heed the word in our hearts. That when time of trouble comes, when time of need comes, we just draw it out of us. We don't have to really, you know, recognize the scripture verse exactly word to word and what that verse means, but we want to allow that word to minister to us. Because you can read a scripture today, it God gives you a different revelation on that scripture based on whatever your need is on this particular day. Then you come back 2 weeks, 3 months later, it will be something different because His word is new every morning. It's new every morning, so it meets our needs at that particular time. That's why the word of God does not even change, and it's fresh always. So Psalm 106, verse 48, I will just read that through, and then we will go to the other scripture that has been ministering to me throughout this week. And it says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen." And this is the Psalm of David. And if you get an opportunity, a chance, you can read the whole scripture or the whole chapter 106. It only has 48 verses, so you can read it pretty quick. But the message I would like to share with you this morning, and then we go to praise God and pray for these requests we have received, is from the book of Luke, Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. And I am going to read verse, from verse 17 to 26. This is when Jesus heals the paralyzed man. We serve a miracle-working God. And I am reading from the Message Bible, Luke chapter 5, verses 17 to 26. One day as he, Jesus, was teaching, Pharisees and religious teachers were sitting around. They had come from nearly every village in Galilee and Judea, even as far away as Jerusalem, to be there. The healing power of God was on him with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a stretcher. They were looking for a way to get into the house and set him before Jesus. When they couldn't find a way in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof, removed some tiles, and let him down in the middle of everyone, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, impressed by their bold belief, he said, "Friend, I forgive your sins. Your sins are forgiven." That set the religion scholars and Pharisees buzzing, began thinking of themselves.
Who does he think he is? That's blasphemous talk. God and only God can forgive sins. Jesus knew exactly what they were thinking and said, "Why are you thinking these things in your heart? Why all this gossip whispering?" Which is simpler to say, "I forgive your sins. Your sins are forgiven." Or to say, "Get up and start walking." Well, just so it's clear that I am the Son of Man and authorized to do either or both. But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. He now spoke directly to the paralyzed man. "Get up, take your bedroll, and go home." Immediately, he stood up in front of them. Without a moment's hesitation, he did it. Got up, took his blanket, and left for home, praising God, giving glory to God all the way. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. The people rubbed their eyes incredulous and then also gave glory to God. Awestruck, they said, "We have never seen anything like that. We have seen remarkable things today." Amen. May God bless the reading of his word. So I'm going to touch just a few items from this story, and then we get to read, to pray. This is the story when there was a man who was paralyzed. The Bible doesn't tell us how he got paralyzed, whether he was born okay and some kind of a tragedy or some accident happened for him to be paralyzed. He doesn't tell us. You know, this is different from that man who was sitting at the Sea of Bethsaida, the one who was paralyzed from birth. But this man, we don't know how he got paralyzed or when he was paralyzed. But the story, we know that this man had some friends. And his friends and himself, I want to believe, he also had heard about Jesus. So him and his friends probably had talked about what was going on in the city, that there is a man in this city who is called Jesus, and this man is healing people. He is delivering people. He is doing miracles. Something good is happening to people when they get around this man called Jesus. So I want also to believe that as this man was talking to his friends, he might have said to himself, I don't know whether he said it out loud or to himself, but this is my imagination, that they talked about it and it kept on being in his mind and say, okay, so I am paralyzed. How do I get to Jesus? And probably they talked about it and said, okay, let us go, because they heard Jesus was right there. And on one of these days, and they heard that he was there, and a lot of people were gathering from nearly every village in Galilee, in Judea, and everywhere in Jerusalem. They were gathered, and a lot of people were full in this house. That house was so full, and that I bet him and his friends, they arrived a little bit late. So when they arrived, they could not squeeze their way in. But his friends were determined to get their friend who is paralyzed as closer as they can to Jesus so that he can get his healing. But they couldn't. The doors, there was no entrance. I bet even on the windows, there were people standing on the windows, you know, listening to Jesus' teaching, looking at Jesus healing people. So his friends came up with an idea. They decided to take their friends through the roof
I think they did not even try to find out who is the owner of the house to ask for permission. Because trust me, if it was my house and they approached me, I would say, no, thank you. You wait. When he's done, he will be ready for you. He will go somewhere else. Just take your time. Wait right here. I will not allow those people to open or take off the roof. So I want to think that these men just went at the top of the roof without consulting anyone, took off the roof. The Bible says they took off the tiles off the roof and they tied their friend strategically and dropped him slowly and gently right at the feet, right in front of Jesus. That's what happened. And as they dropped him right in front of Jesus, Jesus looked just as everybody else there. They just saw something coming from the roof just right in front of Jesus. And that was a man wrapped in a mat or wrapped in a blanket and put right in front of him. And Jesus said to this man, your sins are forgiven. Get up and go. Everybody, these Pharisees, these religious people, they started murmuring. They started talking behind. They said, what kind of a man is he? Who can forgive? Who can say your sins are forgiven? Who is he? Whom does he think he is? But they knew who he was. But they still argued and murmured about, you know, among themselves, that only God can forgive, not anyone else. And Jesus introduced himself to them, let them know who he was, that he was a son of man, the son of God, the one who had authority to do either of those things, to say your sins are forgiven, or even to command this man to stand up and go, whichever way he could do both, he could do either of those things. And the Bible says immediately this man, after Jesus turned to him and, you know, after he told him that your sins are forgiven, take up your mat and go. And the Bible says immediately this man stood up in front of all these people without any moment of hesitation. He stood up and he grabbed his blanket and he left to go home. And in his way going home, he was praising God. He was glorifying God on his way. We serve a miracle-working God. As I mentioned earlier, that this man, nobody really had his background, probably theologians, those who do the research and all that stuff, biblical scholars, they might have some information. But as to now, myself, I don't have that information because I'm not a theologian, I'm not a researcher. I just read the story and I take it as it is. And one thing I know is when a person is paralyzed or a person has some illness, a limb or any part of the individual's body that is not working or has not been working for a long time, they have to go to a therapist or have to do some physical therapy. I recall myself at one point when I broke my foot. I was young. It was put in the cast, and I spent, I think, a couple months or however length of time, I can't remember, I was very young, a teenager at the time. And after they took the cast, I had hard time to walk. I had to go to a physical therapy to help me to start exercises and to make my muscles strong and start working. Even a couple years ago, I believe Pastor Darlene gave a testimony when she broke her hand, that she had to do these exercises. And at first it was not pleasant, but the more she did it, the better it became and the stronger the hand became. So I know that when something happened to your body, before all the functions come back, you have to go on some kind of physical therapy or some exercises. But right here on the story we have read, the Bible says this man, he couldn't walk. His friends brought him carrying in a rolled in a blanket. And as soon as Jesus said the word to him and said, your sins are forgiven, rise up, take your mat and go home, the Bible says he immediately rose and he stood up in front of all those people. The Bible does not mention that he had to grab something or somebody had to offer him a cane or a stick or a walker. It doesn't say that. It says he went home rejoicing and praising God. This was an instant miracle. So as we pray tonight, we are like his friends. We have friends. We have these prayer requests that have been brought to us, these prayer needs, and we are taking them to Jesus. And we know that our God is not too busy to hear us. He is not so busy that he cannot attend us. All we need to do is to get there. All we need to do is to be on in his presence. And right now we are in his presence. And it's time we as good friends, as caring friends, as intercessors, as we intercede for these requests, as we pray for our nation has been paralyzed by this demon called poverty. It has been paralyzed by this demon called economy. Our economy is not going well. It has been paralyzed. People staying at home, not working. So we are in the spiritual realm, carrying this nation, carrying nations, and bringing them in the presence of Jesus, bringing them in God's presence as good friends. Because we learn from Jesus, who is our friend, who sticks closer than a brother. So we are going to take and intercede. Take the roof if it can. In some ways, fast if you have to. Abstain from a meal or two meals or whatever. Abstain from those entertaining things or some other things you spend time on, and take that time to take the roof and bring our nation before God. Our leaders, both our church spiritual leaders, the pastors, the apostles, the evangelists, all the fivefold ministry, the teachers, even the missionaries, let's bring them in the presence of God, in the feet of Jesus, right in front of him. And we know we serve a miracle-working God, the one who has authority on this earth. He has the authority to forgive sins. He has the authority to do anything and everything that man cannot do but lie. To bring our leaders. I know this is a campaign season. It's full blast now. Everywhere you turn, there is an ad. There is this, there is that. Everybody, we just pray that these people, whatever they are saying, those who are lying, let it be exposed. We as the children of God, we are not going to the polls with our head knowledge or what we heard on the ad, on TV or on radio, but we are going to be led by the Spirit. We are going to ask God to help us and expose any deceit in these politicians. And we know the drill. They come, they do this, they do that, they say this, they say that. But when they get there, at that position of authority, it's a whole new thing. So we're going to pray and ask God to help us. There are so many offices that are open right now, both on the local level, state level, and also the big one, which is our federal level. But we're going to ask God, who is to give us that Holy Spirit to so that we can prepare ourselves, and so that when we go and be led by His Spirit and select. We are not going to be going by a party. We are not going to be driven by this is the party. I just thought the party line. But we are going to go there as informed and independent voters. When I say independent, I'm saying that we have an open mind. We will do what is right and get informed as much as we can, and that God will reveal all the lies and sift it out and bring it up into the open so that people will know exactly what it is. But above all, we know that except the Lord build a house, they that build in vain. Except the Lord watches over the house, take care and shield the house, they that watch over it watch in vain. So regardless of anything and everything else we do besides being led by God and submitting ourselves to Him, that whatever we do will be in vain. So we want God to lead us. But what I want us to take from this story, for one, we serve a mighty God, a miracle-working God who is not a respecter of any person. He is a God who is a healer. He heals all manner of diseases. There is no sickness or disease that He cannot heal, including those emotional diseases, anxiety, stress, depression, nervousness, anxiousness, suicidal spirit. We're going to bring them before the Lord for God to deliver His people. And we serve a God who is always present, an omnipresent God, the giver of peace, the one who gives us peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. So we're going to intercede for them. And we're going to praise Him for all these praises we have heard and what He has done and what He is going to do. When this man was healed, He has done so much for us. He has done so much for us. Enough to praise Him every day, even if He does not do anything else from now going forth. We have enough to praise Him every day for what He has already done. So this paralyzed man, the Bible says he stood up immediately and he picked his blanket and he left the house, heading home, dancing and bouncing on the road, praising God. Even the people in the streets, they saw him. Some recognized him, some they didn't. They wondered who that was. And he was praising God, giving glory to God. And people were amazed. Even the watchers, it was contagious. They started praising God also. So we're going to praise God. As we are at the top of the hour, I would like for us to pray for these needs for healing, for Sister Delta for her healing, and for Pastor Darlene, complete healing for this rash, Sister Linda for healing, and each and everyone who needs healing, and Sister Jenny's cousin who is who has these pending test, that the test will come positive. So let us all open our mouth and thank God and bring this request to Him. We are like these men, these friends. We are opening the roof and we are dropping down these needs at the feet of Jesus so that they will receive their deliverance, so that they will receive their breakthrough, so that they will receive their healing. Our God is a miracle-working God. He is an able God. Let us all pray this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. You are from everlasting. I pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
oh my God.
that when
in the name of Jesus,
Father,
Lord God,
that good counsel,
move us by your Spirit,
yes,
God, and by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that day that's above every day, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Lord
God.
Lord,
in the power, God. Every tongue is confessing, O Lord God, that you are Lord, O Lord God. You're the King of Kings, O Lord God. You're Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Right now, God. Bless you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Throughout
God.
The weekend, Lord God, we travel and mercy, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord. Special miracles.
You, Lord, we live
in miracles, oh Lord God.
But
God, clean our ear, oh Lord God. Drive out the pandemic spirit, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Murder spirit, suicide spirit, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, the strength of your people, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the day. That name that is above every name, O Lord God. Every knee is bowed, God, every tongue is confessed, O Lord God. O Lord God, you are our righteousness, O Lord God.
We receive every breakthrough.
You are our banner, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Those who do not know you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call them forth. Draw them, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord.
In the
mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Father. We consider it done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's done. It's done. By the precious blood of Jesus. The battle is won. Amen. 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 We thank God this morning, and we thank Him for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. We are over the top of the hour. As we always say, you have a beautiful, beautiful weekend, that this weekend is going to be better for you than last weekend, for we move from glory to glory. And we serve a mighty God. So I am going to leave this time to Pastor Darlene. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much for the word today. We know that God is a healer. Pastor Scholastica and Apostle Horsley and our Sister Marie, we've had some wonderful words this week. And everybody else who's here, the praises have gone up, the prayers and the testimonies, the praise reports. I mean, that is so important because we know that they overcame the enemy by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. So we're grateful for each one who has come and all that you're doing to just improve and increase and enlarge all that God wants to do. We continue to come and trust in Him because He is an awesome, powerful God. So as we go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. I love each and every one of you. I thank you all for the gifts that you have sent, the love offerings, the tithes, whatever it is, whatever offering you send in here. We are thanking God for that because we know that it takes money to buy some things, and money answered all things. So we thank God for each one who has sown into the ministry, sown into my life, and praying one for another. So we will continue to pray one for another because it's beautiful. It works. So everybody be blessed. Have a good weekend. And come back Monday. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what God is doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.